God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh, I love Him so.
Truly grateful for the opportunity to be here this evening. And Lord, we just, each one have come, Lord, just asking you to have your way. And Lord, just to gain strength, Lord, for the journey. And Lord, we just continue to ask, Lord, that you'd keep revealing yourself to us greater, Lord. And may we always have a cry in our hearts, Lord, to reach higher heights in you. Lord, to keep being an overcomer, Lord, and to see more overcoming in my life, Lord. Anything, any obstacle, Lord, that would stand between you and our goal, Lord, may we cry out for mercy and grace, Lord, to overcome anything. For, Lord, we've come tonight to let you speak to our hearts, Lord, through these precious words. Lord, just asking that you will help us. For, Lord, in ourselves we can do nothing. But, Lord, we look to you where all of our strength comes. And Lord, we thank you now for these things. Ask your blessings upon the remainder of this service in the blessed, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus, Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. Just worship him. Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Such a praise in our hearts and a love back to him. Amen. Oh my. Glory to his name. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles here to the book of John. Just a little exhortation for this evening. Amen. Glory to his name. I'm going to turn over to John, the book of John in the first chapter. I'm going to read those first three verses. Amen. Very familiar, but just listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the 14th verse, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. May the Lord bless reading his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Just a little thought on my heart this evening, and just hopefully it'll strengthen someone, encourage someone along the way. But, you know, God is so real. And you know the reality that the same God that lived 2,000 years ago on this earth, so to speak, that we saw in a pillar of fire that led the children of Israel out of Egypt, the same God that come down and talked to Abraham, the same God that was come down in the form of Jesus Christ, amen, and walked as a man in flesh. But oh, it was God, the same God that's here tonight, that's housed himself in you and I. And I'd just like to remind us of some of the things Brother Branham said here. And this is in Christ, the mystery of God revealed, starting on paragraph 154. And just remembering the threefold purpose of God, he says, first, to express himself completely, God in Christ. Second, to have the preeminence by this in his church, which is his body, the bride. And we've got to see ourselves right away that that's where I fall into the scriptures we're going to talk about this evening. Till he could have the preeminence to express himself through them, all right? And thirdly, to restore the kingdom to its rightly position that fell by sin by the first Adam, back to where he walked in the cool of the evening with his people, talked with them, fellowshipped with them. Now sin and death had separated them from his presence and his entire expression. Do you read it before the foundation of the world to express all of his attributes, what he was? Therefore, if any Trinitarian here would just let yourself loose a minute, you can see that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is not three gods. It's three attributes of the same God. See, it's an expression. Father he was, wanted to be a father, he was a father, he was a son, and he is the Holy Ghost. And the Father and the Holy Ghost is the same Spirit. Don't you see? You get it? Not three gods. The devil has told you them things to make you an idolater out of, you see? It's one God expressed in three attributes. To be a Father. To be a Savior. To be a Son. To be a Healer, see? In his expressions. And by God's grace, I see him and definitely know he was a Savior. Amen. Amen. By God's grace, I can look and see. I know he was a Healer. And by God's grace, I can see that he was the Father and the Son, and he is the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to coast just a little bit so the people listening to the tape will get the idea that can see it would take around the clock just each one of those subjects. But I'm hoping I'm making it clear enough that you can see what I'm coming to. God expressed in Jesus Christ, who was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church, the preeminences. All that God was, he poured into Christ. And all Christ was poured into the church, the believers. And if you pour all of something into something else, there ain't no room left for anything else. And that's what we want to make sure of, that there ain't no room of anything else left of us. But it's all of him, which is the Word, poured into us for his expression, just as he expressed himself as a Father and as a Son. And he expressed himself as a Savior and a Healer. He said he would have the preeminence of a body of believers and express himself through a many-membered bride. And it wouldn't be them expressing, but it would be him. And that's what we're looking for, saints, is that blessed assurance that we can truly see that reality, that life is living back through me. I see the results of what that life, what these scriptures and what God spoke through that prophet in this day and told us the life that would live back through us. We're looking for it. We're making sure that it's identified. These old flesh bodies are going to pass away, but the real you and I is not going to pass away. We're just getting that much closer to taking our heavenly journey. And by God's grace, because I can find myself in these pages, oh death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Amen. We're looking for a heavenly home, saints, and it's drawing nigher every day. And the world is falling apart. November 15th, 63, paragraph 22. He said he was the divine Son of God. If one woman touched his garment and it made him feel weak, what would it do to me, a sinner saved by his grace? You would never get over one or maybe that if he hadn't said, these things that I do, shall you do also. And more than this shall you do, see? For King James has greater, but the right word is more if you look it up. More, because no one could do greater than that. He raised the dead. Stopped nature. He done everything. So the only thing the church, all God, was in one man there. But that big pillar of fire led Israel because flesh and the big pillar of fire that led Israel became flesh and dwelt among us. But when he was crucified and rose again and ascended to God on the day of Pentecost, he came back in the form of this pillar of fire and separated himself as tongues of fire and set upon each of them, God dividing himself amongst his church because that was his wife. And a husband and wife is one together, and God and the church is one together, God and you. That was God above us, God with us, God in us. Same God all the time, just three manifestation, attributes and offices, whatever you want to call it, like Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It was the same God all the time. Now that was God above us. God could not be touched. Even the mountain that would be touched where he was on, they must be thrust through with a dart because sin had not had an offering yet. But then God came and was manifested among us, and we handled him with our hands. And he said, 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Now that was God with us, God over us, God with us, and now God in us. All that God was, he poured into Christ, and all that Christ was, he poured into the church. At that day, you'll know that I am in the Father. And we know that, right? Amen. And the Father in me, and we know that. And I in you, and you in me. That's the part we've got to come to a full assurance that I know he is in me. With an assurance in my heart, I know that he is manifesting and living and expressing back through me. How? The same expressions that expressed out of Christ's life as he walked this land in a flesh body expressed that he was the Son of God. It expressed that Jesus Christ was the Savior, the Messiah that was to come. And how today the very life that's expressing back through us has got to express. It's got to have a full meaning of expression back. Not my expressions, not your expressions. And how, as we look into God's Word and begin to look at the expressions of Christ, what was his expressions? Look how many he had. Love one another as I have loved you. Look at all the different examples we were left. Compassionate, kindness, long-suffering, brotherly kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance. All of these things was housed in him. And all those things were part of him. And he poured that into the church. And they'll be just like him. It's got to become a reality, saints. Not to see how close we can get to the world or try to stay in popularity. We want to be a little like them. We want to have the same desires. Maybe try to rub shoulders a little too close. Maybe we let them influence our speaking just a little bit. Our talking becomes a little more trying to fit in instead of being truly different and matching what God wants us to be in his word. It's come down to a reality that this same God, he's going to express through the bride the same way he did through Jesus Christ. Look at Brother Branham. Do you think people walked by Brother Branham and looked at his life and said, oh, there's just another man? No, they saw something different in just being around him for a little bit. Why? Brother Branham said, you create an atmosphere around you. And if you're housing Jesus Christ on the inside, you can't help but create an atmosphere. It's not you, but it's him. And he'll create an atmosphere around you that people will want to be close to you. They can draw strength from you. They like to be there because you don't have a negative attitude, but you can be uplifting. You're positive. You're not running people down and bad-mouthing people over here and bad-mouthing people over there, but your life is truly centered on things above and not on things of this earth. And that draws strength. A lot of people don't ever get that in their life. They don't ever get to come in contact where people have peace and a joy in their life. They don't know what it means to be happy. They don't know what it means to truly be satisfied with what they have. But by God's mercy and grace, when he filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all of those things came with it. To be content with such as you have. And if you have it today, fine. And if it's gone tomorrow, so be it, if that be the Lord's will. But while God is blessing us here with what we have, may we take care of it to the fullness. But our life is not here to be centered around this world and what the cosmos, but we're here to be truly an expression of Jesus Christ in this last age. A people that can truly be expressed, that he can express back through. He said, but God, but God was without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Now that was God with us. God over us, God with us, now God in us. All that God was, we got that. He said, so it's been God all along, you see, his same works. The church is ordained to carry on his work with the same Spirit. You couldn't carry on the same work without the same Spirit. That's right, the Spirit carries on the work. And that's the reason we must be born again. For by one Spirit we're baptized into this body. Not by shaking hands with the pastor or joining some church. But it's got to become an individual affair. That you and Christ alone, that you've died out to everything. Amen. He says here, he says, this is in the message. Oh, I didn't print. It's in the message, God's words calls for a total separation, but I didn't put the year on here, but it was in the, it was after 63, paragraph 32. He says, it was a total separation. We're not to go back into the world no more and have anything to do with the world, but cleave only unto God. Jesus is coming after a bride, a woman, a church that's separated from the things of the world or the cares of the world. She's separated from the fashions of this modern age that we live in. She is separated from the cares and traditions of church. She is separated only to God, and God is the Word. As a husband and wife is one, so does the bride and Word become one, and the Word is living through the bride. That's how, that's her credentials, that's her identification. And that's what we're looking for. Every time I gather in these doors, I'm looking for the, Scripture says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, in Romans 12, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Be not conformed to this world. And how we might take that lightly, but everything around us is trying to conform us to this world. Our education system, everything we have, our jobs, everything we do daily. Satan has formed this civilization and he's trying all he can to pull that little bride in. This was the darkest age there ever was, and how there would be no light if he didn't shorten the days, the very elected would be scarcely be saved. And how it's an age of we should be so careful and watching, looking for this expression, but how it should be a longing in our heart and a desire to reach these heights. If I see that I'm lacking and I see that that expression's not there, it's not a time to have a no-care attitude. Oh, I'll get to it. Oh, I don't really care that I don't see that really manifesting through me. This, all this word, that we'd have the mind of Christ, that everything we do and say would be pleasing unto him. If I don't desire that, then may there be something rise up in me. Lord, prick my heart that I would press for a greater, closer walk with you, Lord. Even to the scriptures of joining ourselves together, the love to be here, not just because I have to be, because somebody said I should be, but there should be a love in our hearts to want to be here. That's the longing behind it, not being made to come to church. If I don't go, they're going to preach about it. That's not it. It's about a love. There's a longing. I do every day what I long and love to do because it's done by a desire on the inside. And that's got to come. Is that something I made up myself? No, but by God's mercy and grace, he imparted that desire to me, to each one of us that's sitting here. Amen, that's truly got that desire burning. This is in the message, Identification, preached January 23, 1963, paragraph 151. But now looky here, what is it? It is the spiritual revelation of the Word of God, that everything else is wrong but that Word, and you believe it. He was the Word, he is the Word, he will always be the Word. And when God can open that channel, that he can flow throughly through that sanctified body, we notice that. If you were in that day, what group would you have been identified with the prophet, with the vindicated Word? Although they were in the minority, would you be with the popular opinion folks? Well, I tell you, I believe the man is crazy. And the only way you'd ever know he wasn't crazy is for the same God to reveal to you the same thing he had revealed to Moses. And how that is today, this word, if we can't have it revealed to us, we'll never truly understand the things that are written in these pages. We'll think Brother Branham was a fanatic. We'll think that it's gone too far. We don't need to go as far as God had led him to say. But if you can get in the same spirit as the composer, and the composer put the same spirit in you, it'll open up your eyes and give you the revelation of God's word and bring it right in tune to where it brings forth a life you can't live yourself as he gets to here. He says that he revealed to Moses, the only way that we will ever be able to be the images of God and the sons of God is for God to reveal to us and express himself through his word to us and to the world. That's the only channel. For Christ was the image here on earth that you could see, God and man, expressed image of God because God was in him so much that they were one. And when Christ left, he sanctified the church, that the church might take his place and express the word of God. See, that's the only way it can be done. Oh my, just think of that. Wesley, when he began to reform at each age, when we can look and see Luther with justification. Wesley was sanctification. They were the word for their day, and how it vindicated that was the word. And Pentecost with the greatest restoration of the gifts. And now today, back to the full word. It's back to everything, back to the full stature of Jesus Christ. All that was hidden and lost has been brought back. And oh my, a people's going to live by every word, a true expression of Jesus Christ. He said, but this plan of salvation is an individual affair with you. Speaking in tongues is a gift of God. Dancing in the Spirit is the presence and glory of God. But for you to let your character be molded into the image of God, that he projects himself and you are his idol walking here on earth, the expressed image of him. So we need to really be looking and taking inventory of our lives and seeing where we're standing. As our brother was bringing, I believe it was last Thursday evening, when you stand praying, and if your heart condemns you not. This is the same assurance. Jesus knew who he was, Brother Branham said. And he knew who he was, and without a shadow of a doubt, he could stand there and say. And how with that same authority that he has given to that little bride, if she can get a revelation of where she's standing, who she truly is, and without any doubt on her heart, stand before God. Anything she asks, he's going to grant it. But oh my, do we get what we ask for? And are we content with where we are? Maybe I need a healing. Do I seek God for that healing? Or do I just, Lord, it'd really be nice to be healed, but I don't want to pay any kind of a price to seek you, Lord, to see what your will is. I don't want to really cry out and pray and get in the Spirit and let God talk back to you. But oh, we just want it maybe for selfish gain. But God knows our hearts, saints. But we're here to be his expressed image, not to be show-offs. Well, look what I can do with the power God has bestowed upon me. But no, it's an individual humbly before God by his mercy and grace. Oh my, that you can see as Moses stood there at the Red Sea that day and lifted up his hand. He didn't say, oh, look. No, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hey, man, in the day, anything that you see in my life or I see in your life, I can truly say, look and see the salvation of the Lord. Hey, man, it's God that does everything that's done. Nothing we can do. He saw us in his mind before there was a foundation of the world. Predestinated us. And oh my, gave us of himself. He come and paid the price on Calvary to redeem us and to bring us back to where we could stand. And that blood, stand underneath that blood, that we could be free and raise up our holy hands clean and spotless before him in love. And oh my, be able to worship him and to praise him and to magnify his name. And then to have him come himself and express his own self back through our lives. How privileged we are. How blessed we are. But it's only his mercy and grace that we can see that in our lives. Oh my, many people go to church. Many people sing songs and worship the Lord and shout and dance and run all over the church. But there's a special people all over this world. He's got one here and some there, everywhere, that has a true desire down in their heart. They're not going to church to be seen. They're not going to church just to be churchgoers. But there's something down in their heart like that great magnet's hovering over top. And that little piece of metal, there's something quivering. There's an excitement in their heart. They know without a shadow of a doubt their redemption draws nigh. They can feel it. And there's an excitement in their heart. Hey, man, it's drawing them back to from whence they've came. Amen. And may we truly be a people that's excited. May there be something in our hearts and in our lives that shows there's a quivering taking place. It's being called back to him. Amen. Here in the message, the patriarch Abraham. This was preached February 7th, 1964. Paragraph 64. He conquered both death and hell. He rose up on the third day saying, I have overcome. And because I live, you live also. Oh, what a promise. That's to the seed of Abraham. He conquered the grave, rose up on the third day for our justification. And when he rose, he was our justification. Oh my. There ain't no place in there we had anything to do with it. You'll never find one place where you've got room to boast. And oh my, I can thank God that I can look and see that without him I'm nothing. But through him I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Paul said. Amen. That's the seed of Abraham. He conquered the grave, rose up on the third day for our justification. When he rose up, he was our justification. What does that make us? He conquered sickness. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave. He conquered temptation. Oh, now we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and give his life for us. being the royal seed of Abraham with that same Spirit of God in us that was in him, we are more than conquerors. Every gate has been conquered for us. The only thing we have to do is possess it. It's already conquered. Sickness is conquered. Death is conquered. Look how many times he just kept repeating it over. He wanted it to get into our hearts. Say amen. Sickness is conquered. Death, we have to do it. It's already conquered. He said, the grave is conquered. Everything is conquered. We hold the keys by his grace. Are you afraid to stick them in the lock and say, I come in the name of Jesus Christ and ask the Father anything in my name? I love him. After 2,000 years has passed, 2,000 years, still here he is in our midst, the mighty conqueror that rent the veil in two, that took every sickness, every disease, everything upon himself and bore our infirmities to the cross. Our sickness, our diseases, triumphed over them and raised up for our justification, stands alive after 2,000 years to manifest himself as a living Jesus Christ amongst the royal seed of Abraham, who are heirs of all things. Oh my. Those who after goes through the test, the promise of the word, if you can believe the word, then you are also the seed of Abraham. That's how you come to it. And if you can't take the word test, and then if you doubt it, a little suspicious of it, you can't hardly believe it, there is something or other, you can't hardly believe it, then don't you come in the prayer line. I wouldn't even fool around the altar until you get enough grace to know that God's word is true. And when you once break through that veil of unbelief, then you've got the keys in your hand of death, hell, and the grave. Because you've got a conqueror who conquered for you, then you've got Hebrews 13:8 that tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I know he is more than a conqueror. Hey, man, he has proved it. He has shown us that he can do all things. And oh my, because he lives, I live also. Oh my, saints, may we truly raise up and get in tune with the Spirit of the Lord and begin to really come under subjection to that precious word. Let him truly get the preeminence of our lives and truly give up our thinking and our thoughts and our ways we like to do things and let God's word mold us into that character. Oh my, when we come into that place, it'll be a fullness. Amen. And he's going to come and take that little bride home. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Here in John, the 14th chapter, I'm going to read. If you want to turn with me, you can. Amen. Very familiar scripture. But this is the scripture that Jesus left. In 14 and verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me and the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And oh, what a love it ought to place in our hearts to want to make sure we're doing everything pleasing to what he asks of us. Amen. It'll make us look at everything we do, what our eyes look at, what our ears listen to, what we wear, where we go. Everything we do, we want it to be in pleasing and in tune with a place Jesus Christ would walk, attitudes he would walk with. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. So our brother was saying in his prayers, many times the road seems rough, rocky. Maybe there's hardships we go through that we don't understand fully why we're going through it. But he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And oh my, sometimes in your weakest hour, isn't it wonderful to feel that presence just sweeping around you? You can feel that holy presence just come in and lift you up and give you the strength to go the next mile. Oh my, many times he's been there. Hallelujah. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. And ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And in return, we will become those expressed images of Jesus Christ in this last stage. And oh, may that be my true desire. Lord, use me some way, Lord. Let my life be a shining light. I may not be able to tell somebody, but may they be able to rub up against me and draw strength. May they be able to see the life of Jesus Christ in the way I treat people, the way I respond to every situation that comes along in life. May they be able to see Jesus Christ once more living in a human being. Oh, that's our desire, saints, to draw closer to Him. But if it wasn't for Him and all that He's done, we wouldn't be anything. We wouldn't even be here. But by God's grace, I'm here with a desire to serve Him. Amen. And I'm so glad that He chose me in this hour to be one of them, to be an oddball for Jesus Christ, someone He could express through. I am different. We're all different from the world. But by God's grace, what a great joy it is in serving Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Pray a little something was said to help you. Amen. You know, to think about and to go back and read. Maybe stir us to dig back in and read some more quotes and things. But if you want to turn with me, let's sing this little chorus, 323. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We sing the chorus, but I'd like to sing the verses. Amen. Just feel like sometimes there ain't no other words to tell Him. It was told that He would come, and the race He would run, it would end all in old rugged cross. But when they laid Him in the tomb, amen, power of the Lord came in the room, amen, it's here tonight. He's coming back. Amen. By God's grace, I know He's coming after me. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Let's sing that little chorus, "The King is Coming." Brother Philip can come dismiss us if he would. Amen. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming.
is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming.
Precious Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful, Lord, to know you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And
Lord,
we realize in this life, Lord, we make some mistakes, Lord, and sometimes they're dreadful mistakes. And Lord, thank you for your grace and your love and your mercy, Lord, that covers, my God, those things, Lord, that we so often regret. And Father, we pray tonight as we've been gathered here and worshiped around your word. We thank you, Lord, for the encouraging words of our brother as they brought them forth tonight, dear God. And praying, Father, that we just keep them in our hearts, Lord, that we might know, Lord, that you are our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, that you're just drawing us closer and closer in this hour, Lord, if we'll just yield to your word and yield to your Holy Spirit, Lord. My God, we realize, Lord, that we'll get reach that place, Lord, that you'd have us to be, Lord. And my God, when we reach that place, Lord, you're going to split those clouds of glory, Lord. And my God, take your bride, Lord, to be with you, Lord. I through that rain, my God, of 1,000 years, Lord, and then, my God, you're going to come, Lord, and my God, bring judgment upon this earth, Lord, like they've never seen before. My God, we just pray, Lord, you'd keep your hand upon us, Lord, and protect us, Lord, and pray that you just bless those that are sick and afflicted, Lord, and Lord, remember our pastor in a special way, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, that you just bear him up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
My God, help him, Lord. My God, to be strengthened, Lord. My God, in Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask these things now all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask these things. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. You're all dismissed. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Appreciate you, Brother Phil.
God bless you. Amen. Yes, dear Lord. Amen. The King. Is coming.